Take your Bible, turn to Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12. We sure do appreciate the Lord. The Bible says, in the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be made known. But therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no power that they can, no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But now watch this, verse number 7. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. And I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Do not be afraid. Amen? Do not be afraid. That's what the Lord gives us here, and it's an encouraging phrase that the Lord uses. And many times, several times in the book of Luke, the Lord tells them different ones. He says, not to be afraid. And I say tonight, we oughtn't to be afraid, praise God, because we know whom we believe. We know Lord Jesus Christ is on our side. He's that help, praise God, that we have. And we see Him as He says again, the multitudes is gathered together here, and they're gathered in such an innumerable amount that they're trodden upon one another. Amen? And God the Lord begins to speak to them, and He talks about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. How hypocrisy is that darkness per light ought to be. And He's speaking to them in this, and He said that is proclaimed and spoken in the ear in a closet. He said, shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. He said, there's nothing here that God don't know about. If we think tonight that we can hide things from Him, we're sadly mistaken. There's nothing that we do, think, or speak that God don't know about. Amen. Praise God. He said, you want to come clean? You say, well, preacher, I've told people, I've confessed. Praise God, you ought to talk to Jesus. You ought to tell it to the Lord, praise God, and ask God to forgive your sins, come into your heart. Amen. Take those things away. But He said, those things is proclaimed. Amen. But He said that we shouldn't be afraid of those things that can kill the body. Verse 34, He said, I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more power that they can do to you. Amen. We oughtn't to worry so much about what this world can do to us. This world can only do so much. Hey, listen, friend, the worst thing the world can do to you is kill you. And if you're a child of God, praise God, if they threaten you with death, they just threaten you with going out of here to be in glory. Amen. They're threatening you with a promotion to heaven. Amen. Praise God. The world can only go so far, praise the Lord. But I'm glad for a child of God who's been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God. We have a blessed hope forever and eternal. Amen. Praise God. He said they can only go so far, they're going to do so much. He said, but I will forewarn you of whom you shall fear. He said, fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. Hey, we ought to fear the old devil. We ought to fear the one, praise God, that can kill us and cast us into hell. We ought to fear, what we ought to fear is fear God. God's the one, praise God, who made heaven and hell. God's the one that can cast us off into hell. But God's also the one who can save us and promote us into glory. Praise God, one day in a little while, we can outstrip this old world. Praise God, outstrip the devil. Outstrip everything, praise God, this world has and life that we have. And go on to be with God. Praise the Lord. But God speaks to them here pretty coherently. He's speaking to His disciples. He's speaking to those massive multitudes that's gathered together. And He tells them, He said, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And He said, and not one of them is forgotten before God. He said, if those birds in the air that's sold for 2 farthings, He said, and they're not forgotten to God, but they're in His mind. Amen. How much more me and you? And he would say that, and he speaks in verse 7 here, And he says, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Amen. God thinks about you so much that he numbers the hair on your head. Amen. Glory to God. But he says, he goes on and says, yet he says, fear not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows. Amen. What that tells us today, youngins, is God, that you're precious in his sight. You're precious in the eyes of God. You're more precious, praise God, than many sparrows. So we see the book of Luke here, the Gospel of Luke, praise God. He sends out a resounding message that God loves his people and God wants to save his people. God wants to replace the fear of his people with joy in the Lord. He wants to encourage us and be an encourager to us. See, this is not the first time that we've seen the Lord, and he spoke to the disciples, and he spoke to the people, and told them not to be afraid. He said, do not be afraid, praise God, because a God loves you, and the gospel, praise God, is for you, and the salvation of the soul lift you up, praise God, and to bring you out. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad for that this evening? Amen. To bring us to a place. So he didn't start here, but God started loving us way before the creation of time. Amen. Before we were ever created and put in the garden, they loved us. Amen. God the Father, God the Son loved us, praise God, and they made provisions for us from the beginning. And people have heard all down through the years, as the Lord would speak to their heart, he said, don't be afraid, don't worry, don't be fearful. We see it plumb back, book of Luke, and many times he's wrote it, he's told us not to be afraid. In Luke chapter 1, remember a little old priest there, he was talking to Zacharias, praise God, and Zacharias was praying. He was a minister there, praise God, in the temple. He was praying and he was asking God his petitions. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that we got that opportunity. Me and you can do the same thing. We can go to God and we can ask him for the things that we need in this world, and God will hear and answer prayer. But sometimes I'm afraid if we ain't careful, it'll scare us to death. Amen. Bible says in Luke chapter 1, now, Zacharias, he's a working and a minister in the temple. Amen. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 11, there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Amen. Glory be to God. And listen, the Lord says, Zacharias, don't be afraid when your prayer is answered. Don't be afraid. Don't fret. Don't be frightened when your prayer is heard. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad we serve a God that's still in the prayer answering business. I'm glad we still serve a God who's able to hear the voices and the cries of his little children and reach down to us further than we can ever reach up. And we're reaching up and we're reaching up and we're crying out, praise God, but it seems like it's never enough. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven who can reach down to where you are and reach down to where I am and get a hold of us, praise God. And you know what he says, Brother Kevin? He says, don't be afraid. Glory, hallelujah. I hear and answer your prayer. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for answered prayer. Prayer's answered, praise God. He said, don't be afraid of answered prayers. Now you know the story. He said, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Now who was that? That was none other than John the Baptist. Amen. I'm afraid, I'll tell you that there's probably been a many times that this father, praise God, he was fearful. Many times this father was fearful. He was fearful when the angel appeared. He was fearful when John went into the mission field to preach the gospel. He was feared, but praise God, God Almighty tells Zechariah, he says, Zechariah, don't be afraid, praise God. You've called and asked a petition, and God has heard it, and he's here to make it happen. Amen. Many times. There was a little Jewish girl named Mary. Amen. And she had prayed and talked to God. Amen. She was the person of the promise. Now, there was a promised Messiah that would come, but the Bible said that they just, all the little Jewish girls, you know the history, all the little Jewish girls, they was looking to be that perfect chosen one that God Almighty would use, that little virgin girl that God would use to bring the Messiah into the world. And they'd pray and ask God for a petition. But they'd believe this little Virgin Mary, she was there, she was talking to God. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. Ain't you glad? Praise God. There's an angel from God. If there's ever going to be anything happening, it's going to happen from God. If you need anything, praise God, it'll come from God. All good things come from the Father of life to us who believe. Well, I'm glad. Praise God. There's a God of heaven, and we believe and trust in Him. He sends us down those good things from the portals of glory. Amen. Good news comes from heaven. Amen. He said, was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Amen. But now watch this. Verse 28, the Bible says, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, now watch this, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. She said, that angel was speaking to her, Gabriel was speaking to her, and she said, where's this going? Amen. Praise God. I've been talking to God, I've been living right, trying to do right, act right, talk right. Praise God. He said, where's this going? Praise the Lord. And the angel said unto her, watch this. The angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Here again we see the Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking to her. The angel Gabriel is speaking to her. And he says, don't be afraid. Amen. Praise God. God's heard your prayer. God's heard your plea. Amen. The prayer of promise, the person of promise, praise God. The prayers of the person of the promise, praise God, is being revealed to you. The person of the promise, the person that was promised to, praise God, to be the seed. He said, you're that promise. He said, you're that person. Amen. He said, don't be afraid. Praise the Lord. Listen, I'm going to say, young and tonight, don't be afraid to be used of God. Amen. You say, well, she was a special person. No, the Bible said she was blessed. Blessed art thou among women. Amen. She wasn't no better than anybody else. She was just blessed by God. God chose her to use her. Amen. Blessed among women. And God chose this little girl to use. Praise God. And God says, hey, he said, listen, Mary, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because you're that person of promise that God has promised to use to bring in the promised seed into this world, into the light, praise God, of where you can, where he and you can be used of God. Amen. The persons of promise brought into thing. Mary told not to be afraid. And then the Bible says they had some shepherds abiding in the field, keeping their flocks by night. And there were in the same country, verse 8, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. They were afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. So there was angels abiding in the field, praise God, shepherds abiding in the field, and the angels come to them, and they begin to reveal the things that God was going to do. And they said, he said, glory to the Lord, praise God, was shown round about them, and they saw it, and they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them, fear not. He said, don't be afraid, praise God. He said, I come from the portals of glory. Here he comes again. And he said, I come with good news from a far country. I just want to let you know that that you've been hoping for, that that you've been looking for. It's coming through, praise God, to the full. God Almighty sending His only begotten Son to be born in a manger in Bethlehem, Judea, praise God, for His glory. God said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He tells the shepherds not to be afraid. What do we have to be afraid of? Amen. So many times we think, well, preacher, death is a scary thing. Yeah, it is. Amen. Because anything that's unknown is scary. But I don't say, praise God, we've already overcome that, because we got one that says, don't be afraid. Everything's going to be all right. So I love you. I'm here for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. He'd say, it's unto you. He said, don't be afraid. He said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Amen. None of you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Amen. We don't have nothing to be afraid of, young, because He's a Savior. The one who saves us, praise God, which is Christ the Lord. He came to us, praise God. He came to where we was. They weren't afraid. Jesus said, don't be afraid of the proclamation of His presence when Jesus Christ would come. Amen. We shouldn't be afraid of the proclamation of His presence. When He shows up at the church house, when He shows up at your house, praise, it ought to be okay. Amen. Praise God. When He proclaims Himself before us, when we see Him live and in person, praise God. In the power of the Spirit, it oughtn't to scare us. It oughtn't to make us afraid. The Lord speaks to us and said, don't be afraid. Just the presence of the Lord. Amen. He told those shepherds by the field, He said, don't be afraid. He said, it's just the presence of the Lord. Amen. Boy, when they begin to make a heavenly sound, it begin to ring out in heavenly praises of the God. Amen. Lifting their voices up and saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward man. Amen. Praise God. It put down all that fear. The things of God, the voice of God, the Word of God. When He tells us not to be afraid, it ought to give us a peace. You know, we can be going through times of trouble like this, like if we've not seen in this world. We will see in this world, could see in this world. But praise God, I'm glad that God of peace will come right in there where we're at. He began to comfort our heart. He'll say, hey, listen, don't be afraid. It's going to be all right. Amen. He said, don't worry, don't fret. It's going to be okay. He told disciples, He said, listen, don't worry about those that can kill the body. Amen. They can only go so far. This world, people can only go so far. He said, don't be afraid of them. He said, just be afraid of God. Worship God. Give God reverence. Praise Him for His goodness. They told the shepherds, said, don't be afraid. Pray that this is God. Amen. We see that, and then we see Peter. The next time we see the Lord telling people not to be afraid in Luke chapter number 8. Luke chapter number 8 and Luke chapter number 5 and verse 4. Luke chapter 5 and verse 4, He says this. He said, now when he left speaking, He said unto Simeon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Kind of like me and Junior do most of the time. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. Well, he does, I don't. At thy word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, here it is again, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Jesus said, Simon, don't be afraid. Amen. Simon said, Lord, he was afraid for the provision that God had provided. Amen. We got to be careful. Pray God not to be afraid of the provision that God has given us. Amen. Just be thankful and give God glory. But Peter fell down on his knees before God. And he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Amen. Oh, Lord. And Jesus said unto him, fear not. Fear not. He said, Simon, don't be afraid. You see, Jesus knew more about Simon. He knew more about Peter than Peter knew about Peter. Amen. He knew who he was. He knew his heart. He knew what he could do. He said, don't be afraid, Peter. Amen. Peter done confessed his sin before the Lord. And Jesus said, from henceforth you, Peter, shall catch men. He said, I'm going to turn you from a fish catcher to a man catcher. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to take you and I'm going to use you. And Peter saw in the provision of God his unworthiness, amen. And God said, the fear not. But he seen the power of an almighty God in the provision of the fishes. What God is able to do for us, young, is ought to scare us. It ought to make us excited about what's going to happen, not only now, but in the future. Because God's word will be fulfilled. Amen. The scriptures will be fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And He'll continue to offer up that provision for us day after day after day. And He'll just keep speaking to us, say, hey, listen, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Amen. Just like He did Peter, just like He did to John and his disciples. He said, don't be afraid. I will supply. Amen. And then we have not only Peter, but we have a young man by the name, a father by the name of Jairus. Jairus, he comes down there and he asks the Lord, he said, my little daughter is homesick, grievously ill. And the Lord gets caught up and he gets caught up by things. And they come to him in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 49. The Bible says, and while he yet spake, now Jesus was talking to the woman with the issue and says, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, Jairus's, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. Can you imagine? Jairus, he'd come to get help from the Lord, but somebody comes and tells him, said, don't bother the master, it's already too late. Amen, it's already too late. But he didn't realize the practice of the physician. And in verse number 50, he said, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, what?
Fear not.
He said, don't be afraid. Amen. He said, fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. When things was going in the wrong direction, things had already got over in the other side. When he had already lost all control of the situation. Amen. When they had come and told him, said, it's a hopeless case. There's no use bothering the master anymore. We might as well just go to the house. Jesus heard it. You know, Jesus hears everything. Amen. The Lord hears everything we say, even the things that you mumble. Hello. Amen. God help us. But the Lord hears it. And he said, Jesus heard it and he answered saying, fear not, but believe only, and she shall be made whole. Amen. Jairus realized, praise God, he didn't realize the practice of the great physician. Amen. What Jesus was able to do. He's not just a physician. He's the great physician. Amen. He can heal, praise God, to the uttermost. Amen. We've seen him do it. We know he can do it. Those that are saved and those that are sick, we've seen God heal them in a miraculous way. And we've seen those that saved and we've seen those that sick that He heals them, praise God, in a spectacular way and just takes them out of glory. Takes them on to be with Him. Takes them out of the pain, the heartache, and the sorrow. Lifts them out of it, praise God, and just draws them unto Himself. The practice of the great physician. Man, it's a practice, praise God, that we can see and we realize it even today, how God moves in a mighty way. How He's still able to save old sinners. He's still able, praise God, to give healing. He is the ultimate healer. We're seeing God in these last days, young, and do miracles. Amen. Do miracles around us. Things that that people don't even imagine. Things that people wouldn't even think. We've seen him, Brother John's Uncle Ronnie. Amen. Seen him touch his eyes. He couldn't see, couldn't get around. Big old thick glasses and still couldn't even drive. But we see God, the great physician. You say, well, it's that man over there. No, it's the great physician. Amen. He said, don't be afraid, praise God. Don't be afraid of not being able to see. He said, I can make you see again. Amen. Saul of Tarsus got to the point when he got over on the road to Damascus. And he seen that bright light shining. He seen the Lord. And he went away and they was leading him by hand, led him in over the straight street, and he couldn't see a lick. And he sat there and pondered for 3 days the things that happened to him and wondered if he'd ever see again. And God Almighty sent the man of God up there. He said, go over and tell Saul Tarsus. Amen. Touch him and tell him. God Almighty help him see better than he ever. Saul always had a problem with his eyes. You can read his writings in Corinthians and places where he said there was problems with his seeing. But praise God, I believe when Saul went out that day after Ananias had touched him, praise God, I believe he was seeing back those 3 days, was seeing better than he'd ever seen before. Amen. Why? Because God spoke to him there and he said, Saul, don't be afraid. Amen. I've got a job for you. I've got a commission for you. I'm going to put you to work, buddy. Amen. And the practice of the great physician is going to make you where, like it did Jairus' daughter, going to make you where you're seeing better than you've ever saw before. Praise God. He went out of there. He went out of there seeing the Lord Jesus Christ and him high and lifted up. He saw him old self as a sinner, but he saw Jesus as a Savior. Praise his holy name. He said, what did he say? He said, Saul, don't be afraid. He's speaking to us today. He said, don't be afraid. Amen. God Almighty. Everything's happening around us. Everything's going on. But praise God, God Almighty's around us today. And he said, look, don't be afraid. Don't worry. Don't fret over all this stuff. I know there's some crazy stuff going on in the world that we don't understand. Turmoil on every hand. But God Almighty, he said, listen, youngins, my people, don't be afraid. Don't fret, worry over it. He said, I've got this. And I've got you. And we're going to get through this together. If you go back to Luke chapter number 12, and the Lord has spoke to him and told him not to be afraid in verse number 7. But in Luke chapter 12, in verse number 32, let's look what he says. Luke chapter 12, in verse 32, the Lord speaks and he says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. He said, don't fret and worry about what's going on here. He said, just let it go. Amen. He says, don't be afraid because of the pleasure of the Father is to give you the kingdom. Amen. The pleasure, that's the Father's pleasure. And he'd say, don't be afraid because the Father, amen, for it is your Father's good pleasure. I like it where he calls us just a little flock. Amen. Because we're his sheep in his pasture. And he says, don't be afraid. He says, I've got you protected. I'll watch over you. I'll keep you. I'll preserve you alive to present you to myself. And he said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. He says, don't be afraid. Don't fret. Don't worry. Because it pleases the Father to see you march down the King's Highway. We preached about this morning. And enter into the portals of glory. Amen. Hey, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing that this world has to be afraid of. The most important thing is know that we're saved and we love the Lord Jesus and our name's written in that Lamb's Book of Life. And if our name's written back, when the roll is called up yonder, we'll be there. Amen? You know how you can know that? He says, don't be afraid. Because if your name's written in the roll book, when the roll is called, he won't skip. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody would just jump up and shout. He won't skip your name. Amen? Because your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, don't be afraid. Fear not, little flock, God's people. He says, for it is your Father's good pleasure. His good pleasure, not just pleasure, but good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. God wants you to be there with Him to usher you in, to usher us in, to call us home. Boy, what a day that'll be. I'm looking forward to it, ain't you? Amen. But unto then, hey, listen, don't be afraid. Don't fret. Don't worry. I know it's hard not to. We're just human beings. We do. And we try to solve everybody's problem. We get so caught up in it. We worry and fret over everything, everybody. But he said, don't be afraid. He said, don't be afraid of those that can harm your body. Amen. Be afraid of the one that can cast your soul into hell. Be afraid of God. That's a reverent fear. Amen. You know how you take care of that? You just get over on His side and just keep drawing closer to Him and closer to Him, praise God, and closer to Him. Just get up under the wings of His love and hang out. That's the safest place to be. That's where that fear will subside in the presence of the Lord. When we draw nigh to Him, He draws nigh to us, and we get that closeness, that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.